Children, till now you enjoyed a beautiful rhyme. Shall we learn the meanings of some new words?
Glossary: toss,
drop,
blow,
force a current of air,
a blowing,
in the process of blowing,
head,
kept out of sight,
beast,
a large animal,
skirt,
lower part of a girl's dress. Children, will you answer some questions now?
Green is life. Question number one. What is talked about in the poem? Who talks to whom?
What does the wind do with kites?
Answer the following questions. Number one. What is talked about in the poem? Who talks to whom?
What does the wind do with kites?
Question 3. How does the wind sing?
What did the child feel and hear?
Question 5. What questions did the child ask the wind?
If you were the child in the poem, what would you ask the wind?
Children, look at this card and answer some questions.
Green is life. Question number 1. What is this picture about?
What things do you find in the picture?
What do you think has happened to this guard?
What is your reaction to such incidents?
Now listen. There is a beautiful garden around Salim's house.
The garden has many trees and flower plants.
It is nurtured well by a gardener. One day, a strong storm blew down all the trees and plants. Salim and his daughter, Fatima, go round the garden. They look at the wounded gardener and she talks to her father.
I don't like trees. They often fall. Sometimes they take our lives and trouble us.
Don't say so, my dear. They are our real friends.
Who is the daddy?
Don't you love to eat jam, marmalade and fruit cream?
I do like them very much.
Well, all these things are made from fruit. These fruits grow on trees. Can you tell me the names of some trees that give us fruits?
Yes, daddy. The mango, apple, orange, guava, banana and grape.
Good. Now tell me the names of some other common trees.
The neem, tamarind, peepaw, coconut, teak and banyan.
Excellent. They give us wood to make furniture, doors and windows.
Oh, they give us fruits and furniture.
Not only that, they bring us rains, give shelter to the birds and animals. The honey we eat is made by bees that make their beehives on the top of the trees. Some trees have medicinal values, for example, the neem.
Are small plants also useful to us, daddy?
Yes, they do. They give us food grains, oil seeds and vegetables. Do you like new dresses? Do you know where they come from?
From mills and factories?
Of course. But they get raw materials from small plants called cotton plants.
So, I must be thankful first to the cotton plants for all my dresses.
Do you know how paper is made?
No.
It is made from the pulp of the wood that comes from trees. We clean house, furniture, utensils and clothes. Do you know who cleans the air?
Maybe rain?
No. It's the trees and plants that purify the air.
How do the trees and plants clean the air?
The plants and trees always take in carbon dioxide that we breathe out and give out oxygen for us.
Thank you, daddy. Now I know that there is no life without plants and trees. Children, till now we learned the uses of plants in our day-to-day life. Now let us know the meanings of some new words.
Glossary: damage,
spoil,
often,
many times,
marmalade,
orange juice thickened by heating,
furniture,
Things such as beds, chairs and tables.
Beehive.
The place where bees live and make honey.
Purify.
Clean by removing dust or dirt.
Utensils.
Containers used in the kitchen for cooking or storing. Children, now let us answer some questions.
Who disliked the trees in the lesson? What is the reason for that?
Where do the fruits grow?
How are the trees useful to us?
How do the trees and plants purify the air?
What change have you observed in the child at the end of the lesson?
Do you agree with the ideas of the father in the lesson?